Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to take you to the newest museum on the National Mall here in Washington, the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It has been years in the making, but it's finally open.
Here's the America where the razor-sharp uniform of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff belongs alongside the cape of the Godfather of Soul.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture on this week's American Cafe. With the ringing of a church bell from the historic First Baptist Church of Williamsburg, Virginia, President Barack Obama joined Ruth Bonner, a 99-year-old direct descendant of a slave, and her family to open the new National Museum of African American History and Culture here in Washington. At the opening ceremony, the president said the museum embodies and pays tribute to the contributions and struggles of African Americans since the country was founded.
This is the place to understand how protest and love of country don't merely coexist, but inform each other. How men can proudly win the gold for their country, but still insist on raising a black gloved fist. How we can wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt and still grieve for fallen police officers. Here's the America where the razor-sharp uniform of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff belongs alongside the cape of the Godfather of Soul.
The push for a museum first began more than 100 years ago with African-American Civil War veterans looking for a way to commemorate America's black experience. Former President George W. Bush signed the law authorizing the museum's construction in 2003. VOA's Chris Simpkins has been following this story since the new museum was first authorized, and he visited the new facility over the weekend.
You enter on the ground level, and you then, most people then proceed to the lower basement levels. There are three levels underground which you go to, and when you get under that third level, you enter this exhibition, which is all dedicated to slavery and the slave trade. And I tell you, it's a powerful, powerful exhibit. You can't go in there and feel emotionally involved with what was going on in the 350 plus years slavery went on in this country. It talked about how the slaves were transported from African countries to various countries around the world, and who was one of the biggest exporters of the slave trade was the Portuguese, because they had basically mapped the entire world and were able to send ships to various places from Africa with hundreds and hundreds of slaves on them.
And there was no hygiene. There was no food. If people got sick or died, or if women were pregnant, they just dumped them overboard.
Yeah.
So it was a horrendous, horrendous thing.
It was. And one of the stories that they describe on the passage is how some of the slave women were allowed to be released from their shackles and roam around the ship. But oftentimes these women were raped by the sailors on that ship and then put back in the shackles. Another amazing part, David, was one where you enter the basement and you see a statue of President Thomas Jefferson. Above him are the words of the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. And then below Jefferson, surrounding Jefferson, are bricks with names on them. And each of those bricks represents the 600 some odd slaves that he actually owned, but yet wrote in the Declaration of Independence how men are created equal.
One of the things that's included in this museum is the countertop from the Woolworths in Greensboro, North Carolina, the site of a sit-in protest in the 1960s. Also, there's a rail car in there from a segregated train where it had whites only or what they called colored at that time. Mm-hmm. And that actually had to have the museum built around it because it was too big to get in the door, right?
Exactly. It's very impressive. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm very familiar with the history of the city and the Greensboro lunch counter, which has a prominent place in there. As a young child, I also rode on the Southern Railway. Obviously, I was a little bit older after integration, so we didn't have the segregated rail cars, but I actually rode on that railroad before it went out of business. But it's so powerful, David, when you go in there and see the rail car and how pristine the section where whites were allowed to sit, and then the cramped confines. There was a little toilet for the colored section or the black section of the rail car. So you saw the great disparities and how certain passengers had certain amenities, and then other passengers had other amenities.
Chuck Berry's red Cadillac is also in there. There's a fedora from Michael Jackson. There's a coat from Prince. And it also takes in some of President Obama's presidency. Now, talk about that. What do we see there?
Well, we see images of his campaign and his rise to become the first African-American president of this country. But surrounding that are also other great accomplishments that African-Americans made in sports and, as you mentioned, in entertainment. But they also talked about how sports has played a role in the race discussion in this country and advancing race relations in this country, which is unique. And you don't often see these stories told in history books. I know when I was growing up, I didn't see them.
Now, Chris, you are African-American. You know, you've covered this story professionally,
oh, yes.
And there has to be a certain amount of distance. But you also visited the museum with your family. What was that like for you on a personal level?
I was just filled with pride. And when I got down to when I did arrive at the section on slavery, I've got to admit to you, David, I was starting to cry. It was that emotionally moving for me. But it's just so nice to have this museum open. And as I went around and looked at all the visitors, you could see the pride in their eyes and their emotions as they finally have a place to go which tells their story.
VOA correspondent Chris Simpkins. To learn more about the museum, log on to nmaahc.si.edu. And you can see photos from inside the new museum, including some from Chris's visit, at our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.